Welcome to the Powerline Podcast, the official podcast of Greystone Power. I'm your host, Emily Young, and today we're talking about Greystone's impact at the Georgia Capitol. So, let's get started on episode 42 of the Powerline Podcast. The Georgia House and Senate consider many bills throughout the year, including bills that directly impact electric utilities. Today we'll be speaking with Blake Doss, the Director of State Government Affairs. Hi Blake, welcome back to the podcast. Tell us a little about your role at Greystone.
Thanks for having me, Emily. I'm the Director of Government Affairs, so my entire job is really developing relationships with our federal, state, and local government officials, elected or appointed, to ensure the policies that they're passing won't negatively affect the company, which negatively affects our members. In addition to that, I do a lot of broadband work on the regulatory side, and I also help with our public relations campaign on that side too. So we're very excited about our broadband project and with the way session went this year.
Can you tell us how many bills were introduced this year that would affect power companies?
For those of us who don't know, Georgia's legislative session runs on a two-year cycle. So 2023 was the first session for that cycle. 2024 is the wrap-up. Bills can last all year round. If a bill didn't pass that year in 2023, it can pass in 2024. Combined from 2023 to 2024, there were 2,100 bills and 2,500 resolutions introduced during that period. And of those, I would venture a guess 60 to 70. Affected power companies. We really paid attention to those. And then, of course, there are probably, 20 to 30 more that affected us on the periphery.
What kind of bills were considered?
Generally, there are tons of topics that legislators go over, and I'll just go over some highlights of the session that did not affect power companies, but that would be of interest to our members. The first thing I would note is, number one, the governor still has some time to sign these bills into law. Just because I say the General Assembly passed it doesn't necessarily mean that the governor will sign it. He does have the option to veto it. The first thing of note, the General Assembly lowered the income tax rate to 5.39%. and raise the standard state exemption to $4,000. So that'll be some more money in your pocketbooks this time next year. They also passed a cap on increases to home value assessments. I know everybody's been hit with inflation and increasing home value assessments lately, so that'll be some help next year as well. And then lastly, for our teachers in our communities and state employees, education workers, they're going to receive pay raises from $2,500 to $6,000, just depending on what they do. A lot of good things coming down the pipe for our members, for our communities, and we're very pleased with what the General Assembly did this year.
What measures did lawmakers approve this legislative session that could impact our members?
Something we're very excited about. We followed up on a bill we passed last year to protect the grid from damages from critical assaults. This year, we helped get a bill passed working with our state association and with our legislators to protect our linemen. A bill was passed this year. We fully expect the governor to sign it that will increase criminal penalties for those who assault or threaten to assault, commit battery on our linemen while they're in the field doing work. So we're very pleased with that. Not necessarily something we're seeing in Greystone's area, but across the state there have been increased threats to utility workers while they're just trying to do their job. So very grateful to everybody that worked on that, and think that'll give us some more assurances in the field that we can get our job done safely. Another thing that we're very pleased to have passed, the General Assembly passed a resolution honoring and recognizing Greystone Power for setting up Greystone Connect, the broadband subsidiary we set up last year. We just signed up our first customers a couple of months ago, and Kimberly New, the new legislator in Paulding and Douglas County, was the lead sponsor on that resolution, thanking us for putting that into business.
How long does Governor Brian Kemp have to sign into law or veto bills?
The governor has 40 days till session ends, so we're all eagerly awaiting May 7th to see what he's going to do. And we fully expect him to sign things into law that'll be beneficial to our members and to Greystone. So we want to thank him for all of his work during session as well on our issues.
Why is it important that Greystone has a voice at the Capitol?
So that's something Gary Miller, our CEO, and our board were very worried about, the increased attention on power companies and on their members at the General Assembly and in Congress and D.C. over the last couple of years. So they brought me on a year and a half ago to ensure that our members had a voice when policy is being crafted. I think a great example of this, a couple of years ago, there was a rash of bad solar actors in our communities promising members a lot of things that just would not come true if they put rooftop solar on their homes. And they got locked into contracts. They only had 3 days to get out of them, business days to get out of these contracts. And these things cost, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And a lot of our members were being mistreated. So we spent a lot of time last year crafting a consumer protection bill that the governor did sign into law, the Door-to-Door Sales Act, which gives our members 30 business days, to get out of these solar contracts, especially if they are maltreated or promises are made that cannot be kept. We were very fortunate to have that passed, and I think that's probably a good example of why we need to have a voice at the Capitol.
Thanks for the updates. Now, here's a fun question. What's your favorite part about working at Greystone?
My favorite part probably would be the relationships internally at Greystone and externally in the community. I've been here, like I said, for about a year and a half, and it's a refreshing change of pace to work with people inside and outside the organization who really want to work together to make life better. And like I said, it's a refreshing change of pace, and it makes coming to work every day fun.
Okay, so we always ask everybody the same last question. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our members?
I really just want to say we've been working every day here and with our state association and the rest of the EMCs in the state to keep your rates low by fighting some of this bad policy that may come out and working with our legislators to pass good policy in your favor. And in addition to that, we also worked hard to bring you broadband, and part of that was working at the Capitol to allow EMCs to go into the broadband business. So I encourage you all to take a look at Greystone Connect, put your address in, express interest, get updates, and sign up for our service when it comes your way.
Unfortunately, we're all out of time for today's episode. Make sure to check us out on social media, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, available on our website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us for episode 42. We'll catch you next time on the Powerline Podcast.